Prepare your eyes. Viewmaster with Sam Sinnott on 95BFM.
Hello again.
Hello again. What's going on?
Oh, just, you know, radio stuff. Nothing like doing an audio test on air. You know, that's how we that's how we roll here at BFM sometimes.
Just for context, before you were echoing three times. So like every time you said something, I was like, okay. And I was like, whoa, my brain was broken.
I had faith in it just sorting itself out when we went on air, and it has happened. What are we talking about when it comes to TV, Sam?
Okay, so we're talking about the show One of Us is Lying, which came out on Netflix over the weekend, and I binged it all.
Ooh, nice.
Zoe knows a bit about the show.
Her
sister read all the books, I believe.
She did.
So is it like a young adult situation then?
Yeah.
You've nailed it.
Okay.
My sister is 12.
Cool, okay, I got you.
Basically, it's kind of like... it seems loosely based off of The Breakfast Club, where some kids go to detention, but basically one of the kids, during detention, he has an allergic reaction to peanuts and dies. And the police believe that it was one of the other four kids in the room that poisoned him, because the kid that died was known for leaking everyone's secrets onto this like web page where he would like name and shame people for cheating on tests or cheating on their partners or illegal stuff, and kind of enjoyed bringing down the hypocrites and popular kids in the school.
Okay. Sounds like your classic sort of setup for a teen TV show, book, etc.
Yeah, a teen murder mystery where the four kids that were left alive after detention are trying to clear their name and figure out what really happened.
Okay.
And they all don't like each other and all have got secrets, and then now the secrets get revealed and all of that kind of stuff. And it's pretty standard fare. Like, if this is the new Netflix 13 Reasons Why, I believe. Though is a Peacock original, which is a different streaming service. But obviously, yeah, Peacock is a streaming service in the US, which I believe caters towards typically British shows, or maybe that's Acorn. But there's so many streaming
such
platforms.
Such cute names.
Yeah, totally. It's unreal. There's so many of them. But this is kind of this gives me very much 13 Reasons Why vibes from Netflix.
Okay. Is it gritty? Is it a gritty youth show, or is it campy, like a campy murder mystery?
I think it's one of those middling fares that, like, it doesn't really have a point of view apart from being a YA TV show.
Okay.
I think it definitely has its target audience, which is probably an age demographic just a bit younger than us.
Mm-hmm.
The show was enjoyable to watch. There wasn't anything that really, like, gripped me or grabbed me, but like, I always want to know what happened at the end, so I'm like, I'll watch to the end because I want to know what happens. It's one of those ones where they try and fit the characters into a kind of shocking twist ending, but they kind of just go their way through every single secondary character until they find the one that was the bad guy.
Okay.
Is this sort of like that show you spoke about last year? It was a lockdown show, Only Murders in the Building.
No, that was the podcasty one, wasn't it?
That was the podcasty one, and that had two old actors that were really characting the show. Martin Short and someone else, I believe.
One of the Steves. I always get the Steves confused.
Steve Martin and Martin Short. Yeah.
I was going to say Steve Carell, but I knew it wasn't Steve Carell, so I'm glad I didn't.
But this kind of show inspired me to look again at like what Netflix is offering, because I'm of the belief that Netflix is one of the streaming platforms that hit its peak and we're now witnessing the decline of Netflix.
You have made a good case for this in the past, and the more they put out stuff, the more I'm like, I think Sam's right. I think Sam might have maybe hit the nail on the head there.
Well, I haven't seen something surge to popularity like Orange is the New Black or Stranger Things did, with like uniqueness and like its own spin and its own viewpoint, since those shows on Netflix.
And
Netflix is experiencing a significant loss in new subscriber growth. They're still getting like millions of new subscribers every quarter of the year, but it's slowed down from the tremendous peak it had due to other streaming services possibly offering better TV shows. Like, they've got HBO Max now in the US, they've got the Disney Pluses, they've got the Apple TV Pluses. There's so much more competition that obviously Netflix is fighting for their niche. And their niche to me, unfortunately, has become these YA TV shows and J-horror. And that's kind of it. Yeah.
It's interesting because I think also we've seen, even in the last like year, 2 years, even in New Zealand, a whole lot more streaming services that cater to a specific type of watching as well. So like there'll be your sort of indie film streaming services, there'll be your things that you go to for your big kind of fantasy series and stuff like that. And as you said, like we're not seeing any of the sort of most exciting shows being attached to Netflix anymore. There are still the good ones out there, like there's definitely cool projects happening, but it's not got that like punching power that it used to have of maybe the early days of streaming platforms.
And they're not typically Netflix originals now. Like this is a Peacock original, Squid Game, that was a that was obviously like bought from a Japanese production company that wasn't like a Netflix original, like they didn't set out to create it themselves. The only Netflix original that I can think of in recent times that's had anywhere near the success is Emily in Paris. And I don't think good TV. I just think that's a TV show.
It's just a TV show that has been very successful.
And then if we look at Don't Look Up, like that has been critically panned despite getting Oscar noms and stuff. Like people were just like, this isn't a very good film. But they threw so much money at this huge star power like film that hasn't been received as well as I think they hoped it would be.
I think we can all agree it could have been like an hour shorter.
I never saw it.
I haven't seen it either. I didn't.
Are you aware of the dangers of climate change, Zoe?
Yes, I am. All too well.
Probably don't need to watch it then.
All right.
I am so aware of the dangers of climate change.
Oh, what a time.
Oh, we have fun.
But if we want to escape this time and get into some sort of like pulpy, middle of the road, young adult murder mystery, then you would recommend this?
Oh yeah, I mean I watched it all. Like the barometer of which of a show I will watch and whether a show is good, they're two different Venn diagrams.
I was going to say we've all been very rude about Emily in Paris, but I watched all of it. It did suck. I'm not trying to bat for that show at all, but I have seen both seasons and I'm not ashamed of that.
I think Emily in Paris has like 7 seasons like locked in or something. Like I think that's.
Oh my god!
Why? It's insane.
Oh. 7.
Something crazy like that, you know.
Lots of time for bright yellow berets.
But like speaking of streaming services, there's a whole streaming service now dedicated to RuPaul's Drag Race and related content. And there's a whole streaming service now related to horror movies called Shudder that has all the horror content.
Yeah.
So we're just spoiled for choice and also going to go broke.
Yeah, this is also true. You have to be selective now. Well, thank you, Sam, for bringing us, what's it called again?
One of Us is Lying.
One of Us is Lying on Netflix. Have a lovely weekend and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yes, see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you soon. Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.